What's up, guys, and welcome to another episode of Talk to Us Nice. You're listening to your girls Mika and Kelsey, and this week no, I can't do that. I fucking hate myself. And this week we got a ton of stuff that we have to fit in to a very specific amount of time, so we are gonna jump into this episode. Know that me and Kelsey are all right. We're not gonna do a daily recap of our week. We are great.
We're good, guys. Don't worry about it. Like, let's get into it. This is what you guys came here for.
One random segue first. Well, it's not to do with pop culture, but I did see a video stating that Jordan Woods used to date Kendall Jenner's current boyfriend. And I just feel like all of these celebrity groups are just as incestuous as all of these like teen drama shows we used to watch.
I mean, it's as incestuous as like the people I went to high school with who were all end up like dating and marrying each other, where you're like, where did that come from? It's like, no, everybody's doing it. Everyone's been drinking the Kool-Aid. We just have finally, I think we're just finally caught up. We're like, okay, great. We're all disgusting. Good to know.
Yeah, but I'm not participating.
No, I don't talk to anybody from my high school anymore. So I'm good, but.
Oh, I went to an all-girls school, so I don't even got to worry about that. Yeah, I don't know. I just found that super interesting. I was just like, I did not know that Jordan Woods and Devin used to like be a thing. And we already discussed how like with Justine Skye, she used to date Travis Scott. And then Kendall started dating Travis Scott. Like, it's just all everybody's dating each other. And we don't need to get into Tyga and Black China. And I just thought it was a funny little snippet. But anyway, back to our week. We can start off with the most unlikable Chris, and that is Chris Pratt.
Chris Pratt takes the fucking crown. And what's really upsetting to me is that TV's Chris Pratt, like Parks and Rec's Chris Pratt, was gold. I loved him. Andy Dwyer was like what I wanted to be. Everybody was like, I want to be like fucking Jim and Pam. Like, no, I wanted to be like April and Andy. And once he left that show and became movie stars Chris Pratt, it all went downhill. It all went downhill.
He just was not the same. And it's honestly so devastating because I remember the first time I saw his, the like gym picture he took for how he really wanted to get into Marvel's Guardians of the Galaxy. And I saw him, like, he was all cut up. He was like, I did this for Marvel, blah, blah, blah. And that was before he got the role. Like, he did it to show them, look how I changed my physique because that's how serious I am about this. Swelled with pride. I was so happy for him. I was so excited for this journey he was going to take him on. Wow. Hindsight is 2020.
Boy, were we let down. But yeah, let's get into this drama that he found himself tangled in. So I'm sure you guys saw him post that weird picture with him and his wife, Katherine Schwarzenegger. It's not a weird picture. It's just them two.
It is a little bit of a weird picture. It's like those, it's like the picture. I don't know if you saw Juno. The picture in the Penny Saver where Mark and Vanessa are in and they're like posing because they want a kid. That's what that picture looks like to me.
And you know what? A lot of people had a lot to say on it because he was just praising his wife and how goofy she is. And, you know, he was just like being Chris Pratt. But people really found issue with this one sentence that he put in, just saying that she's blessed him with a healthy baby girl. And Twitter lost their goddamn minds because everyone took that as meaning his previous child with his ex, Anna Faris, who isn't she the fucking best? I'm sorry. I love it. I love her. Me and too. I stan Anna Faris so fucking hard. But as we know, they had a child together and he did have some developmental issues. He does still struggle with them to this day, but Twitter had a field day with this. And I just want to know what is wrong with you guys.
It wasn't even just that line though. Like, there are videos that people are ripping, like every single line. You know, I love entertainment. I really do. And I'm not a fan of Chris Pratt at all. But the way internet culture will just rip you apart. It doesn't even matter. I was also looking at this other video. This girl was like, oh, I was so happy that my video went viral. I worked so hard to get a video to go viral. And I forgot what it was about. I think it was a Black woman. She like used a sock to do something to her hair, whatever. And then she was like, well, the other side of going viral, and it's just all these comments completely ripping her apart for no reason. Oh, I hope your feet don't stink using that sock. It's like absolutely wild. And while I do not like Chris Pratt, I feel like if Ryan Reynolds made this post, it would be everywhere as the most hilarious thing. Ryan Reynolds, look at Ryan Reynolds getting Blake Lively again. Mind you, once again, I'm not defending Chris Pratt. There are reasons why people don't like this man. I just thought it was comical the way the internet took every single line. Like one girl said, the, oh, hey, look at my wife line, and said, oh, hey, look at my slave. Like they really reach in.
Imagine being that insane. That press. My thing was, I was just mad at everybody because I'm like, why are you ripping apart? Why did you have to assume that he was like talking about his other child when his other child is healthy? Like, you guys really took a disability as being unhealthy. And that's what's worrisome to me. That's where I was like, what's going on, guys?
Yeah, because we know his intention was just to make a funny post. It's even when all the Marvel people were sticking up for Chris Pratt, when everybody put him on the like least favorite Chris thing, he didn't even say anything about it. And everybody like ripped him apart and all the Marvel people stood up for him. And yet you heard nothing from him, but everybody's still like, shut the fuck up, Chris Pratt. And that is the other side of fame. Like sometimes it just sucks. He did his response video with his American flag hoodie and his talk of, you know, I put my Christian music playlist on as I got into the woods and ran, and I thought I'd feel better, but I just didn't want to. I did it anyway. Gosh, was I right. It felt amazing. I got out into the woods, got my blood pumping, and God sat down there right next to me. And I don't get emotional often, but I actually got emotional there in the woods. I just felt like there was another in the fire standing next to me. And I think it was like a song from one of the worship bands that plays in that church that everybody does not like that he associates himself with. So yeah, it just keeps on piling up. And then his mother-in-law started commenting on all of his pictures.
Maria Shriver said, I have maybe something to say. I don't know. I have a song in my heart.
And she said it, and she said it on multiple posts. Yeah, so I don't know. You know, we don't fuck with Chris Pratt. Like, once again, he's not our favorite Chris, whatever. Did this get completely blown out of proportion? I do feel so. Just a tad bit. I genuinely don't feel like he was like, oh, look at my healthy daughter compared to what Anna gave me. Like, I don't think that that's what he was saying. But that's how
people, I mean, we hope. Kidding. Like he doesn't seem like that much of a monster. But who knows? They'll probably get another movie deal out of this. We already know that he's going to be voicing Mario in the Super Mario movie that's coming out. And he's also Garfield. And Garfield. So who's next? I don't know.
Yeah, I think it's just one of those things that if he says anything, he's going to get in the fire. And so
it's like, how about, why don't we just talk about his tweet that's been circulating from 2011?
That's something.
An actor. Mm-hmm, right? Mm-hmm. Let's get into this one. If I wasn't an actor, I'd probably be a cop. Probably crooked. On the payroll. Turn a blonde eye to corruption. Shoot a dude. Plant a gun. The usual. That to me was like, let's talk about this one. Let's talk about this.
That's what I needed the uproar about, to be quite honest. But yet it was still on this wife post when that tweet needed to be everywhere.
Nope. Everywhere. Everyone saw that tweet and they were like, shh, no, we need to talk about the healthy child. Let's talk about the healthy child. Let's talk about Maria Shriver. Let's talk about Katherine Schwarzenegger. This cop business. Pish posh, you know, like Where's zero? Nobody is talking about that. Black Twitter only, as per usual.
It's actually wild.
To be white, wouldn't know her.
Oh, the privilege. Next up, we got the topic that I was so happy to hear. Thanks to Kelsey for sending that to me. We have our cast for Glinda and Elphaba for Wicked.
And you know what? About fucking time. I've only been waiting for this movie to be made since I was about 13. Here I am, 18. A few years later. No kidding. I am beyond ecstatic for this movie to come out. Finally, we're getting the Elphaba we know we deserve, because Elphaba was always black. Like, I'm sorry.
Hello? She was black.
She was always
our agenda. She was black.
And you know what? Cynthia Erivo is gonna fucking kill it. I'm so excited for Ariana Grande to play Glinda. We see another tweet pop up from like years ago when she was a wee child. They had just gone and see Wicked. Her and Kristen Chenoweth have a beautiful friendship. I just know somewhere Dove Cameron is shaking.
She's not okay. Apparently she put out a tweet as well. This was like weeks ago, talking about, you know, a very important audition and all that. So people are just assuming it was about this. And some people were calling it a gameplay, how she probably did it so it could get like the buzz going about it. And that's how casting would pick her. I'm like, this is not The Bachelor and The Bachelorette. They're not going to just go off buzz, my guy. And a lot of people are having a bit of doubt with Ariana Grande being cast. And I don't really understand why. She started out in the theater. I honestly think her range is amazing. People are like, oh, but Glinda doesn't belt. Excuse me, Megan Hilty?
Hello. Thank you.
Like, are you dumb? But
you guys even seen Wicked? Do you know? No, that's the thing. You don't.
And so it just makes me more excited for Ariana to just kind of shut everything down when this movie comes out.
She's going to absolutely, like, I just want the movie now. I want it right now. And what I better not see in it is James Corden anywhere in sight. Do you know what? If Twitter has their way, they won't, because the amount of petitions to stop this man from entering like a 20-mile radius of wherever this movie takes place is hysterical to me. They said, don't even look in this direction, James. Don't.
Bitch. Do you know what he's on now? What he's like, he's in a chair for? You know LeBron James's HBO show, The Shop, right?
Yes.
Why is he there with Saweetie? Why? Why? Who is his agent? Who is this man's agent? And don't get me wrong. I feel like before all this happened, I actually was a fan of James Corden. Like when he got the late night talk show, I was very proud of him. I just feel like they're stuffing him down my throat. Why is he on The Shop?
I don't know. And I did not know that. So thank you for ruining my day. so early at the start of the week. Thank you. I had no idea. And I also don't know where the switch came, because at first I too was a fan and then something happened. I think it's just like when these people talk too much. Same kind of thing happening with Dakota Johnson. You know, you were talking about it earlier with, you know, when she first came out on the Ellen show, calling out Ellen, we loved it. We were great. And now she's talking about cancel culture is lame and it ruins, you know, people's lives that she really cares about. So it's once they start to talk in, it's like
loss of great artist. I'm sorry. Arne Hamber. Excuse me.
Like, excuse me? I'm sorry. I don't think so, but yeah, I mean, James Corden has been in a couple of these movies now. You know, he was in Into the Woods, he was in Cats.
Prom.
That
you always say prom, and I will always remind you.
What was that prom movie?
I have no idea. But it's also just like James Marsden is right there. Why are we ignoring him? He could play anything they've given to James Corden. Like, I just don't get it.
This is my petition right now. I want to see James Marsden. James Marsden as Fiero.
I just came.
Same. Wow, a duel come. Look at us. The next up, you know, we're going to talk about it. The tragedy that happened in Houston this weekend after Astroworld day one. It's just, it's so upsetting, like, to see all the footage coming out and to see the videos. And of course, people are pointing fingers and they want justice to be served. But like, this was a horrible tragedy that like could have been prevented. And so far, 8 people have died. Hundreds of people have been injured. And it's just left a lot of people upset. And like I said, they're pointing fingers and they want to know who is going to rectify this wrong. I mean, Mika, you saw it. Like, it's now one of like the deadliest, it's considered one of the deadliest concerts in US history.
Mm-hmm. Since like what, 2003, I think it was. It was like some other concert that caught fire in Rhode Island.
Yes. Oh, that one was crazy. Actually, I've listened to that one on My Favorite Murder before. Just an unspoken tragedy.
Honestly, the more detail I got on the concert, I just wanted to fucking cry. I remember when you first brought it up, like you were the one who mentioned it to me because I was not feeling well. And so you were the one who brought it to my attention. And I was just like, but if people like were running in, like how, like who's really, to, like who's to blame and all that stuff. The more detail that I read up and saw on this concert. One, I didn't know it was a concert for 50,000 people. You're still in a pandemic. I don't even know why that was even given the A-OK. That's one. Two, anytime Travis has any of these concerts, he's known for, like, he wants it to be a rager. He, like, that's kind of, like, what he incites. Like, he wants it to be, like, a mosh pit and all this shit. Live Nation, who was the organizers of this event, know this. Why are there hundreds and hundreds of people still not being let in, but yet they can see a timer that the show is about to start? And then all of a sudden they just, I'm pretty sure this isn't the first time this happened either. I believe in one of his other concerts, he even said it, run through security, security let them in. So everybody ran through and they were tens of people who got injured when that happened as well. And he got sued for that, I believe.
Yeah,
this is the venue itself.
Yeah, this isn't the first time he's gotten into trouble. He got arrested back in 2015, telling fans to jump the barricade at Lollapalooza. And then in 2017, at a performance in Arkansas when he had people rush the stage again.
Yeah, like that's the kind of mood that he wants. He wants a rager. Like he wants it to just be like this heavy headbanging type shit. And for Kylie to put out a joint statement before we even hear from Travis felt fucking weird to me as well. Like she's saying that they had no idea, all this stuff, but in some of her Instagram videos that she took, you can see the fucking ambulance in the middle of the crowd. So the math ain't mathing.
Yeah, I just, for me, what's upsetting is like everything we read, everything that's coming out, you just find more and more and how like deeply preventative this could have been. Like finding out today that the Houston police right before the concert were just like, this isn't safe. So then if you guys knew it wasn't safe, why not shut it down? And I'm not saying, you know, yeah, Travis's name is on this. It's his Astroworld. But I'm like, the team of people to get to him, to tell him what the hell is going on. Like nobody thought how many people are ahead of him with that shit. Like I don't believe that he knew what happened, but it's like the people around him did.
There was so, yes. So the timeline of that was, I believe they called it mass casualty before like the show even started. But yet he still played 37 minutes. Well, actually played his like full set to like 10:15 or some shit. I saw a video. This poor boy was being carried completely unconscious. Travis is watching him. So once again, I'm not saying that, like, he's like, oh, that kid's dead. Like, let's just keep going on with the show. But for them to pretend like they didn't know that anything was wrong just seems a bit far-fetched, in my opinion. You can obviously see the ambulance. You still didn't stop. There's videos of people screaming, stop the show. There's people dying. Still nothing got stopped. It's alarming.
Yeah. I don't know how there was only 8 people. I don't even know how, like, there. And the thing with these concerts and, like, these festivals, because I have friends who, like, go to these all the time, like, you know, the Made in America's, Governor's Ball. They tell me all the time that they'll just see people pass out from, like, heat exhaustion, pass out from whatever they decided to do that day, you know, dehydration. So, like, it just wasn't safe from the get. And I feel like a lot of these events never are. And then it's just so many fucking people. And it's like, I went to a Kim Petras show a couple of years ago and got separated from my friends for a bit because everybody wanted to go see Kim on one side and people were shoving and pushing. And there was like maybe 200 people of us. Now imagine like 50,000.
The way like people turn, I don't know. Like, where is any common decency that it comes to the point where, but that's the thing. It's like, I can't even say like the common decency part, because some people were stepping on other people because they couldn't breathe. Like, they needed to poke their head up so they can get to a high enough level to get air. I don't know. It's just horrific.
Yeah, I feel like over the next couple of weeks, a ton of stuff is going to come to light. I mean, we also saw videos of people saying that they were allegedly poked with stuff. And I think that that's also very insane. An alarming accusation to make, but it's like, what the fuck is happening? And I don't think we're going to get a clear idea for a minute now, but just to see, I don't know. It's like, there's no fucking words to see what we saw and like those videos of people posting and reading on Instagram. Like, I was reading all these slides of like people who were there. And I mean, the youngest victim was 14 years old. Like,
yeah,
it's heartbreaking.
Mm-hmm. Someone's fiance died because they were trying to protect her from getting trampled. Like, it's so sad. It's so sad. And of course, you know, there's multiple lawsuits already. Well, the first of many, I'm assuming, already came out. I don't know.
Because it's like, where do we go from here? You know,
exactly.
With concert safety and whatnot. Like, I went to a Foo Fighter show a couple of weeks ago and I was in the pit and it did get a little crazy at some points, but it was also like, I don't know. Like, you don't really have any control over those events. There aren't enough staff. There aren't enough security. And then people are just excited to see their favorite musician. So of course they're going to run and want to be in the front. And like, everybody went there to have a good time. And it's unfortunate that like, that wasn't the case. And it ended like.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of people are like taking Travis's apology video and saying that it isn't genuine. I 100% don't believe that he wants someone to die at his fucking concert. I think we all need to remember that, you know, everybody is going to be affected by this. And it's tragic either way you look at it.
Oh, wow. I'm sorry. People are paying $380.
For what?
For tickets.
Oh, no, I was never. Yeah, there's one girl I saw in the video. She was like, oh, I got my Astroworld bands, blah, blah, blah. And then the next day she was like, fuck, I got to sell them. Like, I can't even go. And then she saw everything that happened. She was like, someone blessed me.
Yeah, because you don't think about that going to shows. I've been to so many shows and I'm like, yeah, let's like try to get a little closer. Let's just try to get a little to the front. Like for the Foo Fighters, we just happened to like be right in the front in the pit. And it wasn't, I didn't think twice.
I've never been a pit girl. I'm like, I don't want these people touching me.
And yeah, and you, and they were fucking moshing and you were kind of just like in it, trying to protect yourself. I was throwing elbows. Like, it was insane.
I'm not a pit bitch. I'm like, someone get me a balcony.
Honestly, though, I'm going to a show on Sunday and I'm like, I can't be that close, guys, after this tragedy. It's going to change concerts and like festivals forever.
Mm-hmm. And that's the thing. It's like, once something like this is on your name too, these venues are not going to want to work with you. So I don't even know what that's going to do for his music career in general.
True. Damn. Well, you know, our hearts are with the victims, the families of the victims. I'm sure, like I said, a lot more stuff is going to be coming to light. We're going to keep our eyes on it.
Okay, guys, last up, we got the Kanye interview that seemed to last forever, to be quite honest. It just kept going, and more, it just lets me know that me separating myself from Kanye West was the right thing to do in my career and in my life. I just feel like this man will talk and talk forever, just nonsense too. Half of it doesn't even make any goddamn sense. Like, it really honestly doesn't. So in the beginning of this interview, we're going to go through everything. Well, not everything, because we got to skip some parts. We don't got the time. But one of the first things they spoke about was Kanye thinks that he would absolutely win a versus against Drake. How do you feel about that statement?
I don't think he's wrong.
Okay.
I think that you know, I'm a secret / I am a Kanye fan. I just don't talk about it. To me, Kanye's discography is a lot richer than Drake's.
I feel like he definitely has a lot more variety and is a lot deeper with his lyrics and shit like that. I will never front. I never said that he wasn't talented. I think the dude...
Unhinged behavior sometimes.
He's unhinged. I do feel Kanye is a bit unhinged. That doesn't have anything to do with his music, per se. I don't really care about the Donda album that much. Not as much as I wanted to.
Yeah, but old Kanye, Yeezus Kanye, even. I love that album. I was talking about it the other day.
For sure. But he said he's going to need four people against him. So he said maybe in a month, every week, you get new people to go against me. He said, but I'm winning every situation.
What, he's the final boss, Bowser at the end. Yes. You have to hit him on the head three times.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
He's like, get me three fucking people to go against me. Yep. We'll see.
He said honestly, he fair. He said he would accept the offer if, they try to get him to go against Drake. He was like, this dude leaked one of my songs and it went better than every other song this year. Which, once again,
where's the fucking lie? I don't know.
He didn't lie.
No lies detected.
He also went on to say that the worst thing he felt he did was sign Big Sean. What? Oh, by the way, he changed his name to Ye. It's Ye now. I don't know if you knew.
I didn't.
Permanently Ye.
Great. Love that.
Mm-hmm.
Love that for him.
But yes, he said the worst thing he's ever done is sign Big Sean. And I know he's saying it because Big Sean didn't back him up when he was running for president. But he continued on to say, when I die, on my tombstone, it's going to say, I deserve to be here because I signed Big Sean.
Like how you're going to have on your tombstone, Shonda Rhimes stole from me?
Yes, but one is true and one is false, okay? And mine is not a lie.
You're right. I'm sorry for bringing that up. That's a very sore topic for you. Yeah. How dare I make those two things synonymous?
Exactly. It's called friendship, Kelsey. Get with it or get gone.
I actually love the fuck out of that.
But to that clip, Big Sean was kind of just like, he said, the Dems, no, I didn't. I didn't get used by anybody or endorse anyone publicly at all because I'm not political. That's what's hilarious. None of it's true. And he doesn't even know what he's talking about. I'm rolling. Because everybody who's against Kanye, he just assumes one is a Dem and never had his back to begin with. Let's not just all know that he has no political background. So why would we want him to run the fucking country? We already did that with Trump and look where it landed us. But yes, everybody's a fool for not endorsing him.
Imagine.
I just can't. Can you imagine? The man who said slavery is a choice is going to run my America.
I think. But Mika, he's going to get us McDonald's for lunch every day. It's okay. Do you remember when people used to do that for like student council and like elementary school? They'd be pizza Fridays.
Mm-hmm. Chicken nugget Wednesdays. No more 2% milk. We're going to get chocolate.
We're going to let you girls wear tank tops in school. Like, you know, like.
Yo, we was really drinking milk, like hardcore. Can we talk about that?
All the time.
Like they really got us. God Milk was the most creative campaign that ever hit. Like, I was really like, fuck yes, I'm going to drink this milk with my pizza and salad at lunch. Like, this is going to taste amazing. Oh, spaghetti and meatballs for dinner? Of course I want a side of milk. Are you dumb?
I want milk with every meal, baby.
That's wild. They just really had us out here chugging this shit.
We drank milk all the time. All the time. What was that about?
I don't know. But also, Kelsey, the sun is setting already on my side. I'm like, I got to turn on this light.
Oh, daylight savings did happen this weekend, huh?
Ruin me. I've been up since 6 o'clock. So I went on my roof to watch the sunrise. I was annoyed as fuck, though. I was mad. It's colder than I thought it was going to be. I
was annoyed. Like trying to enjoy your day. Just like
fucking shivering and shit. It's like, who told me this was going to be cute? Oh, okay, back to the Kanye interview. So he said, Kid Cudi takes the cake over Travis Scott in his eyes. How do you feel about that?
Once again, I think that's fair. Fair assessment. Kid Cudi. Same. I want to watch his documentary just dropped this weekend. And I'm not going to say I'm not a Kid Cudi fan, but I'm not. He's not my everything. How like some people like really love him, like how like Man on the Moon like changed their lives for them. Like that never happened for me. So I'm gonna like see what the kids are talking about.
Oh, I'm definitely gonna watch the documentary. I've always liked him, like as an artist and just like in general. Like he was in this show that I loved. Oh man,
but same thing. Like I kind of just missed the Kid Cudi train. Like I saw it and I thought I had like two more minutes to like. Get there, and then I got there and the doors closed on me and I was like, great, I'll wait 8 minutes until the next one comes.
Okay.
And the next one was Express, so I kind of just missed it
all. Yeah, I missed you too. The
Pursuit of Happiness though. Yeah, but Pursuit of Happiness song like makes me want to party my fucking face off. Like every time I hear that song I'm like, I'm in Project X, like we're partying. Do you remember when people try to throw a Project X party? Did that ever happen for you?
The era of those movies. I just feel like there's an era of every movie. Like all of a sudden, all the movies are the same for like a year or two, and then they just disappear. Like those are like one of those kind of things. My college tried to do like, there were people on the fucking roof. I didn't get to go. I will never forgive myself. Because I was trying to be a very studious bitch. And I was like, no, I got to study for my final. I have to study for my final. I can't go to this party. It ended up being the biggest barbecue we had, like, since I've been there. I missed the whole fucking thing for a final that everybody got a C on. Nobody got above a C. So I wasted my goddamn time, missed the party of the fucking year. Dude, I just didn't want to have to take it again. I was trying to graduate. I was like, fuck, I really need this. I can't drop this. The professor was a fucking bum. Like he was on tenure, so he didn't give a shit.
Love those.
It was one of the worst classes I've ever taken. And I really just needed to make sure I passed. And everybody got a C. I was so tight I missed that party. Anyway.
Look at you.
No, not living life to the fullest and shit.
Think of who you could have been had you gone to that party.
I might have been pregnant. Like, was
and you know what? Sometimes God sees things for you that you don't see for yourself. So he protected you that day because he knew.
He knew the trouble I could have got myself into.
God bless. Wait, what else? Okay, what other crazy shit did Kanye say? Sorry, guys.
I was going to say, I got to play my Christian music playlist. let's see. Going down the line, we can skip that. Don't care. This was the other big one. He said that Soulja Boy is among the most influential of artists. That's what Kanye said. The full quote was, Soulja Boy is top five most influential, and I'm not going to argue with y'all niggas on this, but Soulja Boy is top five as far as what we are on today. But then when he was asked why he left Soulja Boy off Donda, he said, you ain't hear that verse? I tell you what, though. Soulja Boy is the future. So basically try to clown Soulja Boy. And Soulja Boy was not having it. I don't know if you saw Soulja Boy's live. He was so tight, Kelsey. He was not pleased. He was not pleased. And he said on his live stream, he was like, don't get on no motherfucking platform and say different from what the fuck you told me to my face. Tell me to my face that shit was trash. Who cut your hair? Your shit's fucked up. He said, you're not finna baby me, nigga, with some Soulja Boy is the future. Shut the fuck up.
I love that so much. Wow, I really thought that was going to be like some heartfelt moment. No. No.
Draco don't play, all right? He said, take that and stop blowing it up my ass.
I mean, once again, he's not wrong.
Oh, the last thing, though, with the interview was that he claims that SNL made Kim say that they're divorced. Mind you, he took her there, right?
Yeah, he got her, like, prepared for the week.
He took her there and he's like, you know, SNL making my wife say I divorced him on TV because they just wanted to get that bar off. And I ain't never seen the papers. We're not even divorced because that ain't no joke to me. My kids want their parents to stay together. I want us to be together. If you look at the media, that's not what they're promoting. That's not what they want. They want it to be a new wedding, a new episode, a new TV show. But then he proceeded to unfollow her on Instagram. And also, I'm pretty sure he's dating that girl that he brought to the Donda basketball game.
It is truly Kanye's world, and we're just living in it. He's like, what is up is down. What is left is right. I don't make sense, but I make all the sense in the world. Like, he's truly,
I'm gonna fuck with all y'all.
Insane.
All day. I'm just gonna fuck with y'all. And y'all just gonna have to sit here and take it.
And you'll never know what I mean by it. You'll never know. Because here's the thing, too. They talk about the divorce all the time in the media. And how, like, she just got the house. She's getting this. She's getting that. Leave me out of it, please. But also keep going because I die. Yeah, I live.
We need topics. So keep going.
It's like, Kanye, no shit, your kids want you to stay together. Like,
who doesn't want their parents to be together? And, like, that's the one thing I can't even fault. Like, apparently Kanye is an amazing dad. So, like, why wouldn't they want their parents to be together? I can't. He's reckless. Oh, my God. Did you see that video? This is another segue. It still has to do with the Kardashians, though, of them singing karaoke and Kim singing in the chair, barely putting in any effort. And then she's just like, okay, I'm done.
No. Where was
that? I have to show you it. Because I'm just like, you know what? That's something my sister would fucking do. Like, they had Chris and Chloe, like, jumping up and down, singing their song. Kim is parked in the chair. She's singing some early 2000s song. I believe it was Usher. I can't remember what song it is right now off the top of my head. Barely putting in any rhythm. It's just like, okay, I'm done. And everyone just starts yelling at her. You put in 2%.
And she's like, I did.
And everyone's like, where is North to clown her ass? North is number one.
So, okay, what do we think is happening? So, do you think they'll get back together? I always thought this divorce was low-key a sham, personally.
I don't know. I only say that because of the clip that I saw of when she was crying to her sisters about the marriage and how she feels like a loser with another failed marriage. And it's not like she doesn't love him, per se. It's just that she can't be like who he needs her to be because she has her own empire to build and nobody cares more about business than Kim Kardashian. So it's like, I don't know. Do I believe that they still got love for each other? Hell yeah. Do I think that they're going to get back together? I have no idea. I really don't think so. In my opinion.
I mean, not if she's spending all this time in Pete's native NYC. So
that is a PR stunt. I will never think that that's real. Imagine. No, I don't even want to
imagine. I do. He gets girls.
I know this.
Sorry, but women.
Is he really going to get Kim Kardashian? Come on, my guy.
I mean, the fact that he got like Kate Beckinsale,
I
was
understand that. No.
Beyond something that I never would have even thought to put on a bingo card ever.
When I saw him with Kate Beckinsale, I was very confused. Because that's my bitch. Underworld, that was my fucking trilogy. Kate Beckinsale? How does he do it?
It's because he's a Scorpio. Like I.
Would you date Pete Davidson?
Yes. Have I ever told you my dream that I had?
No.
I had a dream one time that we were over his ma's in Staten Island and he lived downstairs in like his big, like it was like a two family home. He had a huge downstairs and his mom made us a chicken parm dinner. And then we went downstairs and we cuddled and I woke up and I was like, that was so nice. It was the nicest dream. It was so PG. Mm-hmm. Like literally we were drinking like soda and eating chicken parm. And then we went downstairs to his room and then just like got in the bed and he just like cuddled my food baby. Oh my God. Then I woke up. Yeah. It was
touches my fucking stomach after I.
No, it was adorable. Cause it's what I wanted. It's what I wanted.
No, I'm chopping a man's hand off. If he touches my stomach.
I allowed it in my dream state and it was fine. And he like was playing with my hair. Like it was very, I woke up horny for it. I was like, wow, companionship must be nice.
Well, that is a choice, an unconscious choice, but a choice nonetheless. And that is it for this week's episode of Talk to Us Nice. We will see you next week with more hot topics. Please let your girls know that you are loving the episode. Share them, rate, review, and subscribe. Email us at talktousnice@gmail.com. Follow us on Instagram at talktousnicepodcast and follow us on Twitter at talktousnice. And we will be back next week. See ya.
Bye.